Hannibus bhekha thina zinsizwa qugalela
Hannibus bhekha ngushutina Hannibus bhekha
ngushutina
Hannibus bhekha thina
yele
sinama plek mamazu abanye bathi
thina
bethi singama jephe
yele
abanye bathi thina singabaqulu si abanye bathi
thina
singamambazwa
yele
abanye bathi thina singabaqulu si
wopa sopa wethu noma ngabe umqulusi noma ngabe ubani wopa sopa kuyithela enkunzini wethu qugalela
hitan mos paso
wo ieshe
hitan mos paso.
You know, Sean, I love talking to you. I love when you're in. You're one of my favorite people to talk to on the radio.
Thank you.
But I could listen to that music for just all morning long.
It's very pleasant.
It's really great stuff. We'll get to do.
It's a tonic. It's a tonic.
God, it's just great. Ladysmith Black Mambazo at the Zancal tonight, and we'll get to that in a moment. How are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. Sean Stone is the digital editor at The Alt, which is a wonderful publication. You can see it out on the streets of the Capital Region, but also at thealt.com. You got to see Logan.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. It's a very dark movie. I mean, you're in a situation where it's set in 2029. There appears to be a wall along the southern border.
Okay.
There are refugees trying to flee to Canada.
Yeah.
Professor X is suffering dementia. Logan's not doing too well. But, you know, there's a new girl mutant arrives on the scene. She's about 10, and she's got big eyes, and she's pretty compelling. It's an interesting story. It's a serious movie. I think I was shocked. It's James Mangold wrote and directed it, or co-wrote it and directed it. You know, he did Walk the Line, and he does movies like that. So he brings a different sensibility. The best thing I can say is, did you see X-Men Apocalypse?
Yes.
All right, you know how you'd have a scene like, oh, where, you know, one of the characters' children gets killed, and then...
Right.
You know, his revenge is like, the flying metal, and you're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
In this movie... When you have like those intense scenes, you don't say, ooh, that's cool. It's like, it's fascinating and it's compelling. It's like, and there's one scene where Professor X uses his dementia to sort of save them, but it does injure people. So there's a gravity to everything. It's not like they don't try and be serious and gee whiz at the same time.
Okay.
So it's a different experience and it's violent. It's a hard R violent movie. So, you know. Probably want to leave the little ones at home.
Logan is the film and doing very well at the box office.
Yes, so, it is.
All right. You also toured the new exhibit at the Albany Institute of History and Art.
Yes, it's called Wampum World, an art installation by Renee Ridgway. The artist was in town all last week. She's based in the Netherlands to set up the installation, and she sort of gave a tour before it opened. So I didn't see the final version, but I saw it just before it opened, and it's fascinating. It's about the difference between there's no wampum in the exhibit. Wampum is like made of beads, and it's like a belt or a sash,
right.
and it's considered sacred by the Native Americans, the Haudenosaunee and the Iroquois and the Mohicans. But the way the Dutch looked at it was, oh, they think it's valuable. We'll use it as money, you know. And so there's this fundamental cultural.
Yeah.
Misunderstanding that just sort of ballooned and has lasted for centuries. And the exhibit shows the history of it, draws a lot on the Albany Institute of History and Art's collection. So there are artifacts and artworks, and there are her artworks, her paintings are in this. There is a website you should visit called wampumworld.net. And you can get a better idea of the exhibit then. So what you could do is go to the exhibit or the website first, then go see the exhibit, and it'll all come together for you.
Wampum World at the Albany Institute of History and Art. All right, now stuff that is upcoming.
Tonight at the Madison Theater in Albany, there is a filmmaker event, Eight Borders, 8 Days. It's a documentary about an Iraqi woman and her children trying to get from Lebanon to the United States. And it's a torturous journey, as it hints, 8 borders, 8 days. And the filmmaker Amanda Bailey is going to be there, and that's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Madison in Albany, and it's free.
7 o'clock, all right.
Tonight, as we're... This has been there 3 nights. This is the final night of Riverdance at the Stanley Theater in Utica as we count down to St. Patrick's Day.
Still going strong, Riverdance.
Exactly. I think they finally dropped the farewell tour thing.
Oh, they gave up on that?
Because there's never going to be a farewell tour of that.
Is Michael Flatley still the Lord of the Dance?
I believe he is. I don't think he's associated with this anymore, but
no,
I believe...
he's moved on.
I think he's moved on, yes.
All right. Well, Riverdance at the Stanley Theater in Utica.
And then as the intro music, it's Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They're going to be at the Zanko Music Center at Skidmore College. Also tonight, Thursday, at 7:30 p.m. It's just an amazing musical group.
We had one of the oldest member yesterday, and the stories that they were talking about working with Mandela, and you know, it's kind of there's not much the Paul Simon years are very interesting, but when you spend so much time with Nelson Mandela, it sort of overshadows that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's really fascinating, and their whole history has been amazing, been around, you know, since the early 60s, so it's a really incredible music and an incredible group, so they'll be at the Zankel, which is also a beautiful place to see a show.
Yes, indeed.
Tonight at 7:30. All right, tomorrow.
Into the Woods, the Sondheim musical, Schenectady Light Opera Company's production, opens Friday at 8 o'clock, and it runs through March 19th on weekends. And then we've got the big 3-night stand at the Times Union Center. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood at the Times Union Center Friday through Sunday, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at 7 o'clock. I'm going Sunday night.
Oh, now see, okay, I'm going Friday night. Now, but the thing I don't understand is that when I got my tickets, all like people I knew, I thought we were all going on the same night. How did that work out? Was it always just like one concert and then it got added?
I think it was one and then they added
okay.
them. But it was like immediate. It wasn't like the famous Billy Joel insanity of, what was that, 25 years ago, 20 years
yeah.
ago, where he had a concert and then he just kept adding them, as if daring Albany not to buy tickets.
I think it was it seven, five, or something like that.
I think it was 4 or 5.
It's still up on the banner up on
it's
the.
It's crazy.
The record.
But this is amazing that he would come to Albany. So yeah, heck, Albany.
Three nights.
Why not?
Garth Brooks hasn't been here in 20 plus years. So very cool. With Trisha Yearwood. All right. And that is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Saturday night at the Egg, it's Red Barat, world music party band. That's 7:30 at the Egg. Saturday at the 8th Step at the Underground at Proctor's, which is right outside the door of where I work. Cozy Sheridan and Sloan Wainwright. That's Saturday at 7:30. They're both accomplished singer-songwriters, and as you know, since one of them is named Wainwright, she's related to a lot of other great singer-songwriters.
Yes.
Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Mark Maron, the great comedian. Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, The Sting. I'm probably going to go see that. I haven't seen it. I don't think I've ever seen that on the big screen.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday night at the Egg in Albany, it's an Irish musical group from Ireland, The High Kings. And then we have 2 new movies this weekend, Kong, Skull Island.
Oh.
That looks big, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And then Kedi, which is a documentary about the street cats of Istanbul. So which one do you think I'm more interested in seeing? Just take a wild guess.
I'm all about the cats of Istanbul.
There you go. Exactly.
I don't blame you. I bet it'll be very good. All right. Well, you can find out more information by going to thealt.com. Thealt.com. Sean Stone is the digital editor of that publication. It's always a pleasure to have you here, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.